The investigation into the Boeing jet crash in Ethiopia on Sunday continues. Meanwhile, people on two continents are mourning the death of one particular passenger, a writer with sharp intellect who found humor in the most grim subject, and often that subject was his home country, Nigeria. The man was Pius Adesanme. He is a writer and professor at Carleton University in Ottawa, Canada. His longtime friend and novelist, O.K. Ndibe, is based in Hartford, Connecticut. He says that one of Adesanme's favorite targets was the older generation of mediocre leaders in Africa who won't let go of power.
Pius would take on the obsession by many, many Nigerians, what we call the geriatric class. Men and women who have little education, but who nevertheless present themselves to head the political destiny of a country which has the largest population in Africa. So Pius always found it ironic and a paradox that in a country with some of the best intellects in the world, some of the best writers and intellectuals and scientists and medical doctors and surgeons, that would always settle for mediocrity when it came to our political leadership.
This came out as well after he had a very serious car accident last year. Tell us what happened and how this points to what you were just saying.
Well, Pius was traveling within Nigeria and had a terrible accident in which one person died. And there's this culture in Nigeria that if you helped victims of accidents, the police would actually sometimes arrest you and make it your responsibility. So people would typically move on at the scene of an accident. And so he wrote about having to scream for help before some good Samaritan took him to the hospital. And yet when they got to the hospital, it took quite a while, several hours, before a doctor could attend to them.
So he turned this own tragedy into kind of a political commentary. He gave a TEDx talk in 2015. We're going to play a little bit of that TED talk now.
Human agency is fundamental so that in this culture, in this worldview, everything you do is supposed to enhance the instrumentality, the life, reinforce it, the centrality of agency, the human. So when we're talking of all these African concepts, Ubuntu, togetherness, community, and all that, fundamentally we're talking about human agency.
You can hear what a forceful person he was in that.
Yes.
But what's the larger concept of what he's saying?
Well, in Africa, you find lots of young people, especially because in most countries in Africa, the population is young. You see from the creativity in the musical sector, in literary activities, even in enterprise, that the young people are ready and willing to go. But they are held in a vice by the geriatric class that has occupied the top levels of the political space. And so Pius was deeply concerned about this absence of actions that would facilitate the flowering of this creative agency in young people especially, or what he calls broadly the African humanity.
Well, thank you very much for telling us about your friend and colleague, O.K. Ndibe. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa.